Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thomas Novelli is on a phone line, and maybe he, as you know, a local guy, can explain it to us a little bit better than the way we're consuming it throughout the country. Thomas, you're on WGN in Chicago. We appreciate your time. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
So, what happened? What happened there, Thomas?
Sure. I mean, Kentucky and Bowling Green has been put into the national spotlight as a result of this. So backing up to when we had the first reports of this, Senator Rand Paul was attacked at his home in Bowling Green, according to a arrest warrant from the Kentucky State Police. The person who is accused of this, the suspect, Renee Boucher, 59-year-old former doctor, also was the creator of a unique product called the Thermavest, according to reports from the Bowling Green Daily News. In 2005, he advertised this product, which helped alleviate pain throughout the body. It was filled with, like, rice and then heated up and things like that. That's just a little bit of the background. But the most recent news we have today was Renee Boucher did appear in court here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. And we'll have to see how this plays out from here.
Did Rand Paul hit Dr. Boucher, or was it just Boucher hitting Rand Paul?
So according to the arrest warrant from the Kentucky State Police, Rene Boucher admitted to tackling Senator Rand Paul. The two of them are both neighbors within a gated community in Bowling Green. According to Google Maps, they live about 200 feet or a little bit of change away from each other, and they share adjoining lots there. And we've heard a lot of different things. Obviously, media reports are trying to determine what a motive is. And to be totally clear, the only two men who knows what led to this event are Senator Paul and, of course, Dr. Boucher as well. But we have speculation from neighbors that that are close to Rand Paul who have no idea what had happened. And then we have some people such as the neighborhood developer who believes there might be some other, he speculated to several media outlets, including New York Times, that it may have been over something like landscaping, for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the senator, because the reports I saw said that the senator was mowing his lawn, and was he really?
We haven't been able to confirm that from anything with Kentucky State Police. We've also seen that reported in the media. We know that there was he was outside, and we know that according to neighbors as well that have emailed us starting yesterday and today that Boucher went downhill and then allegedly tackled the senator.
You find it remarkable that the senator might have been mowing his lawn?
Well, surprising. I mean, it's great. I think it's great if he was, but it just
something so pedestrian as that. A doctor, and because Rand Paul is Rand Paul not a physician as well?
He is, yeah. I mean,
he's an eye doctor, isn't he?
Rand Paul is a doctor.
No, I think it's pretty cool if a U.S. senator's out there mowing his own yard.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm encouraged by that. Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to be buying milk and standing in line at a Kowalski's or something. So,
okay,
to continue,
sure, absolutely. So, right now we are seeing a lot of discrepancies in the reports. So, we received a flood of emails from neighbors that have been saying that the two of them haven't conversed in years. They have no ideas what would have led up to this. And then, like I said, the neighborhood developer, Jim Skaggs, who has been mentioned on, he was quoted in the New York Times. He's been featured on also TV, radio, things of that nature as well, who said that the two of them are very different people, it seems like, politically. We do know that Boucher is a registered Democrat. We obviously know where Senator Rand Paul stands on the political spectrum as well. But then as we dive deeper into this, a neighborhood developer, Jim Skaggs, has said previously, and like I said, the New York Times as well, that there could be something deeper to it. It seems like Boucher is a strict follower of all the HOA requirements within the community. He speculated that Rand Paul didn't feel as strongly about the 13 pages of regulations for the neighborhood.
This is classic.
And that there might be a discrepancy there.
Yeah, see,
you said HOA, what does that stand for?
The Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay.
You can't have signs, your lot has to be this, you can't have that. It's a bunch of crap is what it is. I'm with Paul completely on ignoring HOA rules.
Oh, really? You are. So you signed them. You signed a document that you'll follow them. And
you know,
you're...
you buy a house in the neighborhood, and it comes with them. It's an all or nothing, and it's, some of them are stupid. So let me ask you this: have either of them indicated what specifically happened? I mean, have we gotten their first person account of this?
So we have seen, you know, just as well with an update on the injuries from the senator. The last thing we've heard from the senator was on Twitter the other day, where he tweeted. And I guess the progression of this was initially after this happened, Kentucky State Police reported minor injuries. And then we find out a couple days later it's 5 broken ribs. And then just yesterday the senator tweeted out that it was 6 broken ribs. And then there was fluid buildup between his lungs and his chest cavity and such like that. So the injuries have gotten worse since this has happened, for one thing. So we saw that progress. In terms of getting statements from the Rand Paul camp itself, we've only heard just some of the very simple basics. The Rand Paul camp has said that the two gentlemen haven't spoken in years. They weren't aware of any longstanding dispute, anything like that. Dr. Boucher's lawyer, however, has told us that it was over a trivial dispute.
Talk to me about that, Thomas. So my understanding is that if you attack a United States senator over political reasons, that the crime is different than if the two of you get into an argument over land, you know, lawn waste, like your stuff's on my side of the line. The next thing you know, we're rolling on the ground like a couple of teenagers. That's a different thing and a smaller crime. But if you attack a senator for his political position.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, Kentucky state law has this categorized as an assault 4 right now, which is reserved for minor injuries. And obviously, from what we've heard from Rand Paul in the coming days since this has happened, very clearly not minor injuries as well. And you're also right. The next thing there is the U.S. code does say that if you have attacked a senator, physically attacked a senator, there could be a maximum of 10 years of prison for that. So as we followed up with local law enforcement, Kentucky State Police has said the matter is completely out of their hands. When we follow up with FBI officials here in Louisville asking, you know, what are the charges, they said that they're aware of them and that there's no updates. So right now, we're not quite sure where this could lead, but you are right. This does have the penalty for something much more severe than an assault 4 would carry.
Here in Chicago, we know about what it's like when two people close to each other get in a fight, since two of our basketball players for the Bulls got into a fight and one broke the other guy's face, and he's out of the lineup now. Similarly, Rand Paul gets into a fight with his neighbor, or the neighbor attacks Rand Paul, and now he's out of the lineup. I don't understand why, if because you cannot attend a Senate proceeding, you can't vote. It would seem to me like Paul's inability, say, to be at the tax vote, that should not preclude his being able to vote on the tax bill. He should be able to do so from his home or a hospital bed or wherever he is. But I believe that, in fact, he will not be able to participate in that vote. Do you have any knowledge about that, Thomas?
Absolutely, yeah. So as we have been in touch with representatives for the senator in the past couple of days, we know, as we said, as these injuries have grown, that it's very difficult for the senator to move around. Flying is a huge problem for him. I've been covering him for the past couple months here with our newspaper, and, you know, he bounces between Bowling Green and Louisville and D.C. all the time. So being able to fly back and forth for the senator is practically impossible at this point. So he is on the long road to recovery right now. And as we know, the injuries have only grown and been more substantial. So how this will affect upcoming GOP votes, as you know, the GOP tries to tackle tax reform and things of that nature, it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out.
I don't understand that. He ought to be able to Skype it in. He could Skype.
You want interaction. You want senators from the West and the Northeast and the South to rub shoulders and deliberate.
Right,
and
because the Democrat's going to come up to Rand Paul on the Senate floor and go, I really don't think you should vote for the tax bill. And he'll say, okay, that's going to happen.
Well, so you would have them not interact at all?
I think in these circumstances, if the man can't be there physically because he's got broke ribs, he could do it over the phone. They could do a secure line. Don't we have that thing that Mike Pence goes to sometimes where he could, you know, go ahead and give a credible vote? I think this makes sense if it was the 19th century, you know, and by the time the horseback rider got there, maybe he's changed his mind or something.
So Dr. Boucher created a rice-filled vest that you would wear?
That doesn't
more
help, Steve.
Not,
it's a thermovest,
so
Steve.
Not so much a, yeah, exactly. Not so much a fashion item, I suppose, but definitely something that's used to alleviate pain.
But that makes him sound like some sort of ding-dong quack knucklehead hawking things at midnight on TV.
No, that's not. That was, I'm just wondering if Senator Paul had been wearing one.
Or is he wearing one now? Maybe that'll help him heal faster. So they've been separated, and the charges have not been elevated. We still don't know what motivated it, or did the senator himself play some sort of active role, or was he just blindsided by this guy? We don't know any of that yet, do we, Thomas?
No, we do not. And the Rand Paul camp has made this very clear that this has been a surprise, that the senator was blindsided by this, that this alleged attack came out of nowhere. And right now, the only two people who know about this are, like I said, Senator Paul and Dr. Boucher. And as we keep pressing within the days, we're hoping to perhaps hear some more.
So we haven't seen the senator, right?
No, physically have not seen the senator.
All right. Thomas, I'm going to call you again. I sure appreciate your time and patience and humoring us with all of this. It's quite the mystery. And if you don't mind, we'll as you discover more, we'll reach out to you again, okay?
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.